In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, good day, good day. It's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be here with you today. I'm reading from the first letter of St. John, and it's the second chapter, the 15th verse. Do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love for the Father is not in him. Now let's see what St. John means by the world. He does not mean the earth, that beautiful planet that God made that spins on its axis in 24 hours. This is not what St. John is talking about. He is not talking about the earth. He is talking about the world. The world is a system, and the system has a ruler, and the ruler is Satan. You must always remember that when John uses the word world in this statement, it is not the earth. It is a system, and the ruler is Satan. Jesus said that we are to be in the world, but not of the system. Not of the system and not of the ruler of the world. That's what Jesus said. And he said it that in the world, in the system of the world, with the system's ruler, the devil himself, you would find tribulation. But no, I have overcome the system of the world. Now that's, we'll put that in brackets. But he also says in the Psalms, in the 24th chapter, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all that dwells therein. See, there's a difference. The earth is the Lord's. The world does not belong to the Lord. The world belongs to another system and another ruler. It's a dog-eat-dog world, literally, because the ruler of the world is the evil spirit who prowls seeking the ruin of souls. St. John makes the difference between the world and the earth. If anyone loves the world system, I'll say, love for the Heavenly Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, listen, is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. So the world offers us the lust of the flesh. Well, you know, and the lust of the eyes. First, if it's the lust of the eyes, you do not have to go very far, but just snap on your television and see the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh. When they are selling beer, they are not selling beer, they are selling sex. When they are selling deodorant, they are not selling deodorant, they are selling sex. I've become very, very, very aware of this, you know. Even the way they put the beer on its flat side in these big billboards. Notice it, you know. Like I never thought things like this until, you know, you just become aware of this, you know. This is all about sex. Even if there's no sexy person in the billboard, on the billboard, it's all about sex. It's all about the male part. You know, you look and you say, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. You know, what are they trying to do? Well, St. John tells you what they're trying to do. For that is of the world, is of the lust of the eyes, and the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. The pride of life. The pride of life. And then it says, this is not of the Father, but it is of the world. You see, Jesus is pure. Jesus is pure. Nobody is hurt by Jesus. Jesus is pure. The world is impure. The world passes away, and the lust of it passes away. But he who does the will of God abides forever. So St. John tells us the world as we know it is passing away. But I'm telling you, before it passes away, it makes its last stand. It makes its last stand. It makes its last stand. We see in Boston the world, the flesh, and the devil making its last stand. Pride. Embryonic stem cell research. What is that all about? Cloning. I said it 3 years ago. It's all about cloning. The pride of men, the pride of women, to clone, to make human beings from embryonic stem cell research. But not human beings only, but to grow body parts. Using live individuals. Who would ever think that we would stoop so low? But this is all part of the pride of the world. We remember that the devil himself said to God, I will not serve. We remember that the devil, in all of his arrogance, said to God and one-third of the angels with him, we will not serve. We want to be God. It's all about the world. That's all about the world. The world and its pride. The world and its pride. Embryonic stem cell research. Cloning. Making body parts. Who would ever think that the things that Hitler did during World War II are the things that we call good today? That's how far we have fallen. We have been duped, fooled by the world. We have been duped and fooled by the world. The world system has eaten us up. Now the lust of the eyes. Now, we have in Boston, in Massachusetts, gay marriage. Isn't that something? The lust of the eyes. Later on, you know, there'll be some kind of bill passed in Massachusetts that will allow a man and a monkey, or a man and a dog, and a man and his pet cat. Oh, yeah. The lust of the eyes. For when you go against nature, then, my friends, you go all the way. It's man wanting to spit in the face of God. It's man wanting to be, as I say, Babel. We remember the story of Babel. It's in the 11th chapter of Genesis. And we remember Babel was the tower that men wanted to make a name for themselves. Isn't that interesting? It's all about pride. It's all about pride. And so they built this tower to reach God. But you see, the whole thing is that we do not reach God. God reaches us. No matter how tall our tower is, we cannot reach God. God has reached us in Christ. The scripture says that all men have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The scripture says that man, in all of his intelligence, has always tried to be God and tried to reach God on his own power. We see that with the Eastern religions. But Revelation tells us that man does not reach God. Revelation tells us that God has reached man. God so loved the world. Now, in this sense, the world is the earth, that he gave his only Son. that whoever believes in the Son will not perish, but have eternal life. He who does the will of God abides forever. The will of Jesus and the Father is totally different than the fruit of the world. The fruit of the world is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of man. The will of God has to do not with lust, but love, self-giving love, sacrificial love, offering our lives love, that kind of love, not lust, and not pride, but humility. Very different. Christ became obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. Humbling himself, he takes upon himself the sins of the world. Christ Jesus conquers the world and the system of the world through his obedience to the Father, which is the opposite of the devil, we will not serve, and through his humility, which is the opposite of the devil, I want to be God. Jesus emptied himself, even though he is God. Emptied himself of the glory, even though it was his from all eternity as the word of the Father. The will of God is quite opposite than the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Then St. John warns us. He calls his listeners children. Children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. Now there are many Antichrists, and they have come. Therefore we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. Okay, so the Antichrist began in the Christian church, began in the community of John, but they are not of us. Why? For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us, but they went out that it might be plain that they all are not of us. So these people started off on the right foot. They went out from the Johannine community, but they are not of us anymore. They broke away from the community. And you know what? What did they do? I'll tell you, we're going to read on. For if they had been with us, they would have continued with us. But they went out, that it might be plain that they are not of us. But you have been anointed by the Holy Spirit, and you know. The Holy Spirit's anointing teaches you all things. I write to you not because you do not know it, and know that no lie is in the truth. Who is the liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Messiah? So these people went out from the Johannine community, but they do not belong to that community because now they are proclaiming that Jesus is not the Christ. I want you to know that every heresy is always around the person of Jesus Christ. The whole experience of Jesus Christ is God's love poured out to you, to me, and to the earth. The devil, he hates Jesus. As a result, he uses his tactics, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, to deny Jesus Christ, to deny the person of Jesus Christ, to deny who he is. He is not the Father's Son. We see that these are what the Muslims proclaim. The Muslims proclaim that God is one, and that is true, even as the Jews proclaim, God is one. But then the Muslims proclaim that he has no son. Well, if you deny the Son, you deny the Father who sent him. therefore you have another God. Because our God is not only one, but he has a son. And the son became incarnate in the womb of the Virgin Mary. So we see that if you want to talk about the Antichrist happens to be the Muslims. Even the Muslims that are in good faith, even the Muslims that would not hurt anybody, they are a sort of the Antichrist. They deny the Son. We also see that the Jews deny the Son, but they will not always deny the Son. They will not always deny the Son, because you know what? It tells us that all of Israel will be saved when that revelation is revealed to them. And it also tells us that St. Paul was going to live the Christian life so zealously that he would make the Jewish people jealous of what he had, so that they would come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah and the Son of the living God. So we see that there are many antichrists in the world. There are many antichrists in the world. Even good Muslims are antichrists. They deny the Son. They say that the Son is a prophet. But you see, you can't speak like that. Because if you say the Son is a prophet, you have to also see what this Son said. He said, "Before Abraham was, I am." Which means Jesus is either a liar, a lunatic, or the Lord. Because how can he be a prophet when he said, "Before Abraham was, I am"? He used the name of God. That's why they picked up stones. You see, you cannot say Jesus is a prophet without saying that Jesus is the Lord, the eternal Son of the Father, that Jesus is God. You cannot just say he's a prophet, because he said more than being prophet. He said, "Before Abraham was, I am." See, we get a little sloppy with our theology. Jesus is either a liar, a lunatic, or the Lord. You make your choice. He's my Lord. He's no liar, because he said, "I am the truth." He's no lunatic, because you know what? He speaks exactly what the Father says. He is the Lord, because from all eternity, God exalted him, and especially upon the cross. Take it or leave it. Take it or leave it. You see, Jesus is much more than a prophet. Ezekiel was a prophet, and Elijah was a prophet, and yes, Jesus is a prophet, but much more than a prophet, much more than a seer. He's the Lord. Deny his lordship, then you are the Antichrist. Deny him being the Son of the Eternal Father, then you are part of the Antichrist. We have today many people that will take Jesus and his miracles. We have the witchcraft course called the Course of Miracles. It's a witchcraft, okay? And they will use Jesus' name. But you will always know the truth from the lie, because those people that will use Jesus in his miracles will not proclaim his cross. You see, the cross and the resurrection, that's the litmus test of who Jesus is. Jesus bore our wounds and carried our infirmities. Jesus took our sins upon the cross. The greatest act of Jesus was the cross. The greatest act of Jesus was that he died for you. The greatest act of Jesus is that he forgave your sins and healed your sicknesses through his precious blood. Jesus is the Lord. So many people now proclaim Jesus, but not his cross, not his blood, not his redemptive act. You know, that's exactly what Mohammed did. Mohammed tried to take the best of Judaism and the best of Christianity, at least the moral best. But what he did was he took the cross out. And he said, you know, God replaced Isa, Jesus, with another person. He did not let his son die. But he did, let's say that again. God replaced Isa, Jesus, with another person. He did not let Isa die because God has no son. Understand? God has no son. And the one who denies the son denies the father, and he is the Antichrist. That's what St. John says. So you can't have it both ways. That doesn't mean that every Muslim is a bad person. That doesn't mean that at all. It just means they deny the son. And to deny the son is to deny the father. As a matter of fact, we have theologians that do the same thing that is supposed to be Catholic Christian theologians. They deny the Son. They deny his death and resurrection. They say that Jesus was risen spiritually, but not physically. They are the Antichrist. That's right. They too, in the church, are the Antichrist. Why? Because they deny the Son. They deny his death and resurrection. So they too, you know, they live in the church. As St. John says, they came from us, but they are not of us, because they deny the Son. You see, the Heavenly Father speaks just a couple of times, and this is what I want to close with. The Heavenly Father speaks in the Jordan River. Let's see what the Father says in the Jordan River. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. That's what he says in the Jordan River. Then the Heavenly Father speaks on the Mount of Transfiguration. What does he say? This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Now the Heavenly Father is God, God Almighty. And isn't it interesting that the two times that he speaks, in the Jordan River and on the Mount of Transfiguration, that it's always about the Son, because the Father is in love with the Son. The Father thinks the Son is the absolute best. And as a matter of fact, he is. The Father's Son is salvation. The Father's Son, who gave his life on the cross, is salvation. The Father's Son, who bled for you, is salvation. The Father's Son, who rose from the dead, is salvation. There is salvation in no other name but the name of Jesus. There is salvation in no other name but the name of Jesus. There is salvation in no other name but the name of Jesus. Hell quakes at the name of Jesus. Hell does not quake at my name, or your name, or the Pope's name, but at the name of Jesus. The arch enemy of Satan is Jesus Christ. Let's look at Satan and let's look at Jesus. Satan said, I will not serve, out of his pride. Jesus was obedient unto death, and becoming humble, empties himself and dies on a cross. Isn't that interesting? He who is God humbles himself. He who is just a creature exalts himself. That interesting? You must also realize that the opposite of Jesus is not the devil. The opposite of the devil is Michael the Archangel. Jesus has all power in heaven and on earth. The devil is a creature. And if you would read the 20th chapter of the book of Revelation, you will see where he will end up. Hallelujah. I pray it be sooner than later, in the pit of hell. For he has gone about deceiving and deceiving and deceiving people, using their pride, using their lust, using their inadequacies to deceive the nations. And he always deceives them from Jesus. It's very interesting. That's why if you're involved in Eastern religions, I tell you to forsake it. It will bring you to hell. That's why if you're involved with Reiki, I tell you to forsake it. It will bring you to hell. That's why if you're involved with Eastern mysticism, I tell you to forsake it. It will bring you to hell. It will bring you to hell. I will read it again. Children, do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And it is not of the Father, it is of the world. And the world as we know it is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of the Father abides forever. And this is the will of the Father, that everyone who looks upon the Son and believes in him will have eternal life. This is the will of the Father. Everyone who looks upon the Son and surrenders his life to him will have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. This is the will of the Father. This is my beloved Son, Jesus Christ, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. This is the will of the Father. This is my beloved Son, Jesus Christ, in whom I am well pleased. Every heresy is against Jesus. Even the heresy when Protestants say that Mary is not the mother of God. That doctrine has nothing to do with Mary and everything to do with Jesus. Mary is the mother of the Word incarnate, who is God in the flesh. It has nothing to do with Mary and everything to do with Jesus. St. Elizabeth said, "Who is it that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" God in the flesh, Jesus Christ, and may his name be praised. I do need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. One more time, please help me. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.